This morning we're starting another series. It's all in His name. And everything that we are as a Christian, it's all in His name. If we're a Christ follower, which that's what a Christian is, it's all in His name. And, in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10, Proverbs 18 verse 10, it says this in the New King James, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." This is an incredible verse right here. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It is strong. There's nothing weak about the name of the Lord. It is a strong tower. And you know what's amazing? The amazing part is His name is a strong tower. Not everybody runs to it. See, this verse right here says, the righteous run to it and are safe. You know, sometimes we get caught up into little traps and things that the devil throws our way. And sometimes we don't feel, maybe it's that we don't feel worthy to go run into the strong tower. Maybe it's because we don't feel like, well, gee, you know, that's a strong tower, man. And I'm a weak person. And so, man, it'll show me being even that much weaker if I go running to a strong tower. The name of the Lord. His name. Just His name. I mean, we're going to be looking at different things where, you know, how God was, He just says over and over in His word, He talks about His name and how He wants His name exalted and His name is above every other name. And you know, and we're going to be looking at all these different things and some of the names of God and throughout these next several weeks. But you know, His name. The name of the Lord, it is a strong tower. See, it doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter what we're facing. His name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. See, the righteous right there, that word righteous, it's right standing with God. Like it's not perfect, but you're somebody that has a pursuit after Him. See, if we don't have a pursuit after Him, we don't really want to be hanging around Him. Because condemnation. Maybe because we don't want to. Maybe we're rebelling. And so it's just a matter of, you know what? I just want to do my own thing right now. The righteous run to it. Just need to surrender to Him and totally lean on His strength. not our strength, not what we've built, what he's built. That's where there's safety. And Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew 18, verse 20, New King James says this, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." This is really cool because, you know, anything that we're doing, when we're doing it in his name, and there's two or more, there he is. Right there in the midst of them. See, it's really interesting because we can be doing things together with other people, but if it's not in his name, he's not there. Or let's put it this way, we're not guaranteed that he's there. Because it says here, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." See, we could be doing things on our own. We could, you know, we could even be coming to church. And there could be a whole bunch of people gathered together for church. But see, if we're not gathered together for church in his name, it's not guaranteed that he's right there in the midst. But see, even something like going to church, if we come to church and there's two or more gathered in his name, he's right there in the midst of us. See, when we're doing good deeds for other people, we're getting ready to do this serve day. If we're doing this serve day, man, we better be making sure that we're doing it in his name. Why? So he can be right there in the midst of us. Every Tuesday, when we're giving out food, if we're gathered together and we're doing it in his name, there he is. There he is. That's powerful. In his name. And then the next verse, Colossians 3:17, and I kind of already hit on this with that serve day, but in the New King James it says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Wow, so it's telling us here, hey, you better be, whatever you do. And whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that means whatever we're doing. Wherever we're at, whether it be at work, whether it be at school, whether it be at play, whether it be, you know, just out having fun somewhere, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And are we doing that? Like, are we making it clear to other people? This is the reason why I live. The reason why I breathe is for Him. Regardless of what it is that we're doing, whether we're a trash truck driver, whether we're on the assembly line, whether we're sitting behind a desk at an office, whether we own the company, whatever we do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every single thing that we do. You know, it was a quick reminder to me on, I don't remember when it was, Friday, when Jessica breathed her last breath. You know, I saw her on Sunday morning at Easter service. Big smile on her face. And I'm sure she was not expecting. Or at least I know by the greeting that I got from her, she wasn't expecting to be done here on earth on Friday. Are we living life Are we living life for Jesus? Is there no mistaking it? Like, I mean, when people hear your name, do they immediately put Jesus and associate Jesus with your name? Because see, if we're doing all in everything you do, see, if we're doing it all in the name of Jesus, then people will be associating that. They'll be saying, wow, yeah. The more that we're around somebody, the closer we are to somebody, the more we're like them. The more that we resemble them, we don't even mean to do it. Like, it just kind of happens, you know? Like, maybe we'll pick up a phrase that, you know, somebody uses that we hang around with, you know, and before long we're saying that phrase and we're like, what? Where did that come from? For instance, we recently took foster parenting classes. And the crazy thing about foster parent classes is one of the things, I have found it in just about every person that I've met that is in some way associated with the foster care system. And that is, they call children kiddos. It's just like the term. Like, every little training that I had, different people that I know that work in foster care, they call them kiddos. And, you know, at the beginning of the class, I was telling Gina, I'm like, babe, that's so crazy. Because, you know, I knew of other people that foster parent stuff, and I'm like, that's so crazy. Because, like, did you notice, like, they say kiddos? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I guess, like, everybody just calls them kiddos. Well, by the end of the training, I caught myself a couple of times saying, kiddos. And Gina just looked at me like, you did it. You said kiddos. Because I was saying, you know, I'm not going to say kiddos. And I ended up saying kiddos. Why? Because it had something to do with some people that I was around. See, it's that same thing. The closer that we get to Jesus, the more that we know him, the more that we know his name. And actually, there's many names for God because he's all in all. Like, he's everything. So, you know, it's so crazy when we get real close to him, and the closer that we get to him, the more that he and what he is and what he does rubs off on us. And the more we start talking like him, the more we start walking. See, it takes getting close to him. It's all in his name. You know, it's interesting because in Exodus 9:16, God's talking to Moses. And he's basically telling Moses, hey, Moses, I want you letting the Pharaoh know, you know, that, hey, you know, these things are going to come to him if he doesn't let the children of Israel go. And I want everyone to know my name. Here it is. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. God desires for his name to be declared. Matter of fact, in Romans chapter 9, verse 17, that verse in Exodus is talked about here. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose, I have raised you up that I may show my power in you and that my name may be declared in all the earth. God wants his name to be declared. Are we declaring his name? Are we declaring it in our words? Are we declaring it in our actions? And whatever you do. And that, man, sometimes that can be really difficult. But are we doing it? Are we choosing to say, okay, yeah, man, God, I want to be right there with you. I want to be declaring your name. And it's really interesting because in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, we see God giving authority to Adam to name everything that was created. I find it really interesting because Adam, you know, he's verse 19 says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. I find it really interesting. There's power in a name. You see, this is really cool because what God did was God said, okay, hey, Adam, you know what? You know what I want you to do? I want you to call these animals. I want you to name them. And so Adam named all the animals, gave them all names. And matter of fact, we see in later on, he's even giving a name to the woman that God created for him. Names are really important. You know, it's really crazy because he could have set it up to where, like, you know, we were just numbers. Everybody just had a number. Like, that's how you were identified. God being number one. And then, you know, everybody's got their number. See, this is awesome. He went way beyond a number. He said, I want every creature. Every animal and every man that I've created, I want them having a name. All of us have been given a name. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 in the New King James says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named. Jesus, his name is far above every name that's been named. Not only in this age. You see, Jesus' name is above every other name, far above every other name. Not just, and he's making it clear here, hey, not just in this time frame, but to come. Jesus' name is just as powerful as it was then. His name is that same power today and forever. That's awesome. And then verse 22, let's finish this. Verse 22. It says, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Jesus Christ, he's head over the church, which is his body. The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. He's the fullness of the body. Are we doing everything that we do at home, at church, at school, at play, wherever we're at? Are we doing the things that we're doing to be proclaiming and bringing glory to His name? His name is above every other name. Why would we want to do anything less? Are we bringing Him glory? Do we desire to? Like sometimes, you know, when we're, it's not about being good enough. It's not about saying all the right things. It's about pursuing after Him. Are we pursuing after Him? Or do we have some things that, you know, that we've kind of got that are keeping us away from our pursuit? Or maybe it's keeping us slowed down in our pursuit. Maybe, you know, maybe there's just some things that, you know, not necessarily bad, not necessarily good. Man, they could just be, you know, just okay things. But are there some things that God's just kind of laid on our heart and saying, hey, you know what? That right there, it's slowing you down a little bit. I want you to get rid of that weight. I want you running the race. And I want you, go ahead, man, just go ahead and get rid of that weight that's holding you back, that's slowing you down. It may not be wrong. But I just go ahead and lay that weight to the side, man, so you can finish the race and run it with endurance. Not getting tired. Getting that fresh wind. That fresh breath says, oh yeah. Romans 10:13, New King James says this. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.